Hey everybody, Derek here of the Gamer Heroes Podcast, part of the Heroes Podcast Network. You might notice this episode is a little short. It's just me tonight, doing a quick little roundup of what's been going on with us. John is currently moving into a new location, so his internet is not quite ready yet, and I am in the great country of Canada for the first time out near Toronto. So I've, gone the Harveys and Tim Hortons and all that good stuff and got the Loonies and the Toonies. You know how it is. And I'm having a really good time, but it makes it a little difficult to do our normal podcasting. So just wanted to touch base, tell everybody what's been going on. This coming weekend, which is August 12th and 13th, I will be in St. Louis, Missouri at Mo Game Con with Siren Ray cosplay. So if you happen to be out there, go check us out. Come say hi. And I just recently reviewed a game called Ironcast from Dreadbit and Ripstone. And it's a, I'm just going to give you the quick synopsis of what that is and then kind of have you check out my article. Ironcast is a turn-based strategy game set in an alternative Victorian history, where refined men and women command gigantic mechanized war machines, laying waste to enemies of the British Empire. That's kind of a quick snippet from their press release. And it is. It's a turn-based strategy game, kind of done in those matching game styles like Candy Crush and all of that. And you match items to get ammo and energy and things of that nature to battle other mechs and fight this steampunk-style late 1800s alternate history war between England and France. And it's a really interesting game. I've played it a few different times over, because if you die, that's it. You're dead. But you don't quite start from the beginning. You get to kind of jump off from where you were to a certain extent. But if you head out to heroespodcast.com, you can check out my review of Ironcast, which is hitting Nintendo Switch very soon, and is also out on several other platforms, including PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Though having played it on Nintendo Switch, I have to say, it's pretty great. It has a touchscreen mode, completely touchscreen if you play it in handheld mode. You can use the Joy-Cons, of course, the Pro Controller. I've done all of that, just depending on the part of the game, different areas were really great to use the touchscreen on and things of that nature. So you can check out the rest of my thoughts there at heroespodcast.com. Don't forget that we always have our iTunes contest. And I'm going to keep harping on this because I know people out there listen. I've got the metrics, I've got the analytics, and I know people are listening to the show, whether you like it or not. And I love that you do that. I really appreciate that you listen. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what you like, what you don't like. You can email us at contact@heroespodcast.com. Or you can go to heroespodcast.com and click on the Gamer Heroes iTunes link and drop us a review. If you do that, I promise, first off, that you will get a shout-out on the show, regardless of the rating. It does not have to be 5 stars. I want you to be honest. 5 stars are great. So if you like us, give us 5 stars. But if you don't, be honest. Give us whatever rating you think is fair, and then tell us why in the review. And we will give you a shout-out on the show and talk about it. And when we hit 10 reviews, we will randomly pick one of you. And that winner will win a free game, a free video game. What that game is, you're going to help us decide. The winner is going to help us decide. We don't want to buy you a game that you already have, or you're not interested in, or is on a platform you don't use. We want something that you're going to be excited about. So maybe it's an indie title. Maybe it's digital only. Maybe it's a Xbox One backwards compatible game. Or maybe it's some big giant AAA title that's just now coming out this fall. So help us get there to 10 reviews. I'm going to keep talking about it until the contest is over. So help us make that happen. You can find us at Heroes Podcasts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. We also have some other shows. We've got 2 other shows. Every Monday, we have Costume Couture, which is our web series featuring Siren Ray cosplay and House of Turner cosplay, where they talk about cosplay as well as costumes and costuming in TV and movies. So you should check them out at our YouTube channel, which you can find at heroespodcast.com. And of course, we have our flagship series, which is Screen Heroes. Screen Heroes features myself, Siren Ray cosplay, and Ryan of Buster Props, and we talk movies and TV primarily. And you can even join us live on that show every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv /heroespodcasts. You can chat with us. This past week, we reviewed the Dark Tower movie. Next week, we'll be doing our top 20 Jedi, and we talk about so many different things. We do top lists, we do reviews, we do character analyses and actor specific episodes. We did a Mel Brooks tribute and a Kurt Russell episode. We talk Star Trek and Star Wars, Marvel and DC, you name it. We cover it, so go check that out. You can even subscribe to that really easy at screen-heroes.com for iTunes, but we're also available on Google Play. We're available anywhere that you can drop in an RSS feed, so go check us out. And next week, we will be doing our interview with Serenity Forge, which is a game company that's got a few games out that we will be talking about when we do that interview next week. So come back, join us. We'll be talking to them. We'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in, and let us know what you're playing out there. See ya.